Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Internationally, UCLA is synonymous with men's basketball, and an upcoming season promises to bring great future for the Bruins and a great opportunity for the fans. Pauley Pavilion reopens, and the Bruins will be going off to China in the preseason. We're very pleased to have one of the promising freshmen from last year's team, Norman Powell, and assistant coach Scott Garson with us. Welcome to UCLA Bruin Talk.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Coach, welcome back. We've had you on the show before. You were a video coordinator for a couple years, now an assistant coach for 6 years. I think I learned more about basketball in the 15 minutes we spent talking about the video coordinator job than I knew before. It's got to be great turning the page and heading into the new year.
We're very excited, obviously, number one, to get back into Pauley Pavilion. It was a road trip every single game we played last year, even when we were at home, and we really appreciated the fans that came out and tried to support us and the season last year. But now, again, being back on campus with a new $136 million renovated Pauley Pavilion, it's going to be fabulous for fans, and it's going to be great that the students can walk down and get to the games and pack it and get it loud and exciting like it had been in the past. I know Norman's really looking forward to it and his first taste of playing in Pauley Pavilion, and it's just going to be a very exciting year. And of course, it doesn't hurt that we also are bringing in the number one recruiting class in the country to add to the great nucleus that we have coming back, so that'll be fun.
Norman, you get a chance to play home games actually at home for the first time. Great freshman season. You averaged almost 18 minutes a game. Key contributor to the Bruins last year, but now you're one of the old men. What's that feel like?
It feels good, you know, coming back, being the head honcho on campus now. Get to teach a freshman coming in a little something like Tyler Lamb and the upperclassmen did me. So I feel great and confident about the season coming up.
Norman, we mentioned that this upcoming year is going to be your first year playing in Pauley Pavilion. Tell us a little bit about what that means to you, what it means for the students to be there cheering you on. I know it was kind of hard this past year with not so many students coming out to support the Bruins, but tell us a little bit about what that means to you.
I feel like it means a lot, you know. Playing in Pauley, there's a lot of history in it. You know, John Wooden, with all his championships won. Us going to the Final Four with Russell and Aaron Flo and all them. I mean, it's a great feeling to be back home. And my first chance to play in Pauley, which I wouldn't come here and do anyways.
Coach Norman talked about John Wooden and the legacy of Coach Wooden. He coached at two schools, Indiana State and UCLA, and they're going to open Pauley Pavilion in November.
Yeah, we have a really exciting schedule. That'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of hoopla around that opening game in the new Pauley. Obviously, a lot of connections to Coach Wooden, as there should be. It was fun that when we closed the old Pauley, the last points scored were by Tyler Trapani, Coach Wooden's great-grandson, and now we're opening up the new Pauley playing his former school prior to UCLA, Indiana State. We have an amazing schedule this year. By far, I think, the toughest schedule that we've had since Coach Hallen's been here. You know, with the teams we're playing Missouri at home. We're going on the road to play Texas in Reliance Stadium. I know Norman is really excited being from San Diego. We're playing San Diego State in the Wooden Classic. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, a number of really, really good teams. Long Beach State, who had a great year last year, is coming into Pauley this year. So the schedule is definitely up. We've upped the schedule for what we expect to have a great team and an exciting year in new Pauley.
You've got so many freshmen coming in, top-rated recruiting class in the entire country, but you get that China experience. You get a chance to go and bond as a team. How important is that in an era of maybe one-and-done, two-and-done players?
Yeah, it's really, really important. I mean, it's going to help us immensely. I know Allison was talking to us earlier about how her Russia trip helped the gymnastics team when she was in school here. That's really going to help, I mean, our team bond and get to know each other. We got four new guys that we have to get in and get involved with the team and get them to understand what we're trying to do. Coach Hallen always talks about the fact, and he's right, that the key to each season is always still going to be about the returning players. Norman and the other six guys besides him that are returning, they're going to be crucial to how our team plays and progresses and to what level we can get to next year. But getting those new guys incorporated, they're going to play key. You know, Shabazz, Kyle, Tony, and Jordan are all going to play key parts in helping us win games, and we need them to understand the philosophy that we're trying to implement. We're really making an emphasis, as Norman can attest to here in the spring, of working on running the ball and pushing the ball. That's going going to be really, really important to us this next year. We're going to be a more athletic team, we're going to have, I think, a lot of fun trying to put a few more points on the board. But that all starts in China, playing three or four games out there in Shanghai and Beijing, and just hanging out and getting to know one another. That's going to be a lot of fun and good for team camaraderie.
Norman, when the Pac-12 commissioner announced that UCLA would be the Pac-12 team going to China this summer for the exhibition games, how did that make you feel that you're going to be going out to Asia representing not only the Pac-12 brand but the UCLA brand as well?
I was really excited, you know, to hear that we're going to China. One, because I've never been outside the country, and to go to Beijing, which is a big popular country out there, it's really exciting. And to put UCLA on a map like Georgetown did last year, it's going to be a good trip. You know, our team's ready for it. We're focused and feel like we're going to come together and put UCLA and the Pac-12 on the map.
Norman, Coach talked about running the ball. You are a very athletic player, maybe the most athletic guy on the team. Out of Lincoln High in San Diego, I think the first basketball player to come to UCLA from Lincoln High, mm-hmm. a big football school, but mm-hmm. you've put their basketball program on the UCLA map. It's got to feel great to you knowing the reins are going to come off a little bit this year. You guys are going to be pushing the ball.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good season, a transition season for a more athletic team like we are, getting in transition, pushing the ball. With the bigs that we have and the guards that we have, Larry Drew, me and Lamb and Shabazz and Kyle, they're all transition players. They can get up and down. So it's going to be an exciting season.
You know, I hear that you got 10 deep, and you played about half the time last year. You're probably going to get similar minutes this year, but everybody's going to get similar minutes this year. How important is that going to be fresh when you get to the end of the season? Everyone's going to have game experience.
It's going to be really important because it's a long season. You got to grind it out. Then you have the Pac-12 play. Then you have the NCAA tournament. So for everybody to have a good amount of minutes and a good amount of playing time is going to be key for us to win because everybody has to play a role in the offense.
Coach, you get down to that Pac-12 tournament, and that is really a marathon at the end. Having those fresh legs is often going to be a big key.
Yeah, having depth is huge. And, you know, back, you know, when we were going to those three Final Fours in a row, we had great depth. We had competition at every position, too, which made everybody better. That's what we're, as coaches, most excited about, is that there's competition at every position this year with the team. And that means every day you got to bring it in practice. You got to bring it. You got to go hard. Everybody's going to be fighting, clawing for minutes. And that just makes your team better. And that we enjoy that competition. Good players enjoy that competition. We have good players, and you know, you're not any good if you don't like to compete. And that's what we have. Is we have, you know, a lot of teams might be 10 deep. We're 10 deep with good players, and that's how we feel. And we're excited about that. You know, this year the Pac-12 tournament's going to actually move from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, playing at the MGM Grand, which will be an exciting time. It'll be really exciting in Vegas at that time because there'll be three or four different tournaments for different conferences going on during the course of the week, but we feel like we are, you know, ready to get our team in a place, in a position where UCLA expects to be, which is to be right there to win that tournament, to win the Pac-12, to win the Pac-12 tournament. That's always our goal. And if you do those things, you set yourself up to get a higher seed in the NCAA tournament and really have a chance to advance. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Two-pronged question. How much did the success of Kentucky last year change the game as far as bringing in freshmen and having immediate results, number one? Number two, how does that change your ability to grow and develop a team during the out-of-conference schedule?
Yeah, you know, watching Kentucky play last year, and they obviously had a very unique team with so many young guys that were playing, that were starting, and, you know, they were an exciting team to watch. I mean, Anthony Davis in particular was clearly the best player in college basketball and will be the number one pick in the NBA draft. But, you know, it's changed the whole, you know, perception of college basketball and the way things are nowadays versus the way it was, you know, 20 years ago even, maybe even less. It's totally changed the way college basketball is. You used to have, I mean, you talk about, you know, Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton, and they didn't even play as freshmen. You weren't allowed to play as freshmen. Now a lot of guys don't even come back after their freshman year. I mean, there's no way those two guys would have been in college for very long. So, you know, it changes things, and it's just really, really important during the preseason games, and that's why again makes China really important for us to get our team all on the same page and understanding what we're trying to do and really mesh early on in the season, because by the time you hit the Pac-12 season, you know, you better have you know, everything working in the right direction quickly. And like you said, you don't know who's coming back the next year. As coaches, we're always constantly planning and preparing and recruiting for more scholarships than we usually have to offer because we don't know who's going to be back necessarily the next year. And it's a great opportunity for these players nowadays. They have a wonderful opportunity opportunity. You know, you go to college to get a good job, and you know, hey, we have no problem with our guys going to college to get a great job and play in the NBA. That's a great thing for them. So,
Norman, we've alluded to several times the incredible recruiting class that's coming in. How did the team feel when you guys found out about Shabazz Muhammad and Tony Parker and that all those guys were going to be coming in and joining you guys in that quest for a national championship?
We were excited. We already knew who was coming in because AAU basketball before college, we play with them. We know them outside of UCLA and everything like that. So we already knew they were coming in. We already knew that we had them. And we're just really excited to get them in here in this summer and work out with them and build our team bond.
Well, you knew they were coming in, but I guarantee you the recruiters didn't breathe until the ink actually was on the paper. That's when it's real.
Yeah.
And it's going to get pretty real pretty soon. You're going to have workouts starting not too long if you're going to China in that early trip. So you'll be back on the court before you know it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a good feeling, you know, get back on in the gym with the team, with the new freshmen, teach them a little something on the court. But our team's more excited about this trip coming up because it's more basketball playing for us, more of us being as a team, more bonding, more experience, so it should be a good season.
We've talked about Pauley Pavilion, and you came from San Diego. You've seen Pauley Pavilion from a distance. You've seen games there, but to actually get in there and be on that court, describe the feeling when you first go through the doors.
It's going to be feeling I can't describe, you know. Walking into Pauley, I mean, it's a lot of history, like I said before, and, you know, you don't want to change that. You know, the persona of winning, you know, UCLA is big on it, and so you don't want to go in there and change that. So it's a lot of pressure, but it's exciting at the same time. This is what you do. This is what we've been working out for, you know, new Pauley opening up, so we're going to be ready.
The buzz is back. It's just starting November 9th. The Bruins take the floor to take on the Indiana State Sycamores. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on UCLA Bruin Talk. Best of luck for a great upcoming season.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll come right back with more Bruin Talk after these public service announcements.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Adam Plutko of baseball as our Student Athlete of the Week. This last Friday night at the NCAA Los Angeles Regional, Adam pitched a two-hit, complete game shutout at Jackie Robinson Stadium, helping number one seed UCLA defeat Creighton 3-0. Hurling his third career complete game, Adam proceeded to strike out seven and walk three batters as UCLA, 43-14, advanced in the winner's bracket. UCLA has won 15 of their last 17 games, and Adam has allowed three hits in 16.2 scoreless innings through his two postseason starts. Coach Savage stated Adam Plutko had his best outing of the year, and we needed it. Congratulations, Adam, and good luck with the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
We talked about UCLA's championship legacy, and another sport that has put the Bruins on the map is gymnastics. Head coach Valerie Kondos Fields' teams always are in the thick of the hunt for national championships. This year, they won the inaugural Pac-12 championships. They won the semifinal of the Super Six, and they ended up getting third place by an eyelash in the NCAA championship finals. We're pleased to be joined by two of the stars of the team, Vanessa Zamaripa and Samantha Peschek. Welcome back to UCLA Bruin Talk.
Thank you.
What a whirlwind season it was for the Bruins. Sam, what did it feel like winning the first ever Pac-12 championship?
It was amazing because, you know, Pac-10s the year before was here and it wasn't our best meet. And to go out and kind of, you know, it was the first Pac-12, so it was kind of a brand new meet. So we wanted to start fresh and kind of start a legacy here at UCLA. And that's exactly what we did by winning the very first ever Pac-12.
Vanessa, it was a special year for you. You missed 2011 with injuries. You came back strong this year. What did it feel like to get back out on the floor and participate?
It was a bit unreal for the first couple meets, and it took some adjusting because for the first time in a very long time, I actually got really nervous, and I didn't want to mess up. So initially, like, my mentality was like, oh, don't mess up, and then I eventually got comfortable competing again.
throughout the entire season, including the postseason, especially Pac-12 championships, the team had to overcome a lot of adversity to win that Pac-12 championship. Sam, I know you had a scary fall on the uneven bars, but luckily you had your teammates there to pick you up. What was it like to know that your teammates had your back and that you could go on and win that Pac-12 championship?
At the beginning of the season, our team was kind of hit with the injury bug. We had a few Achilles, and not only does that hurt, you know, the depth of your team, but just emotionally, it kind of takes a lot out of the team members because they're your teammates and your close friends. So it's kind of hard to watch them go through that. But like you said, at Pac-12s, I had a scary fall in bars. I just kind of slipped off the bar and landed on my head. You know, it could have been really bad, but luckily I was okay and able to get back up on beam. But knowing that my teammates were there to step in if I needed them was kind of just the little push that I needed to do the job for them.
Vanessa, in that kind of situation where, say, the girl that's gone up right before you falls off, then the pressure is on for the rest of the lineup because those 5 out of 6 scores count. You really only have that one score that you don't want to count. So if you have to go up after someone that has fallen, how does that make you feel? Does it give you a little bit more anxiety?
Well, during the regular season, there were several times where one of my teammates did fall, and so I felt like And when they did, I was able to pick it up. And so I had, like, several times to practice, like, that kind of situation. So when it did happen at Pac-12s, you know, I kind of just looked back and thought to myself, like, well, I've been in this situation before, and I handle it very well. And, you know, it's like I can't control that, and so I'm just going to focus on what I can control. So
congratulations are also in order for your performance at the NCAA championship. You guys had the third highest score that UCLA's ever had in an NCAA championship, but you ended up finishing in third place by less than a tenth of a point, which, as Dave mentioned earlier, is the equivalent to an eyelash. Tell us about the experience at that NCAA championship, that last event. You guys finished on beam while Alabama was on floor. Describe the experience.
Well, I think the whole experience is just electrifying this year. I mean, before the meet started, our very first event, there was kind of a hold. And so we were getting ready to warm up floor, and it was kind of our theme song this year, and they just started playing. And so instead of, you know, being really serious and focusing, you know, our team always does better when we have fun and we dance around. And so that's kind of what we did. We kind of just got into our element. The music was up, and we actually got our fans into it. So they were all standing up and dancing. And before the meet even started, it just felt like we were at already won because it was so much fun. But the last event was definitely crucial, and I think everyone held it together pretty well. Obviously, gymnastics is a subjective sport, and the order and the placing is very important. So all I can say is it'll definitely leave us hungry for next year.
You had a 9.95 on the beam in the Super 6 final. I mean, it's unbelievable to have that as the event that comes down to. That's not very wide. Just tell us about what it takes mentally to hang in there when it means so much.
I think I always perform better when I have more pressure on me. And so to know I had that much pressure and that it was kind of crunch time, I just kept telling myself, well, if there's a time to do my best beam routine ever, it's right now. And I knew I practiced how many beam routines in the gym, and I've competed how many times in my life, not only just this year. So I was really prepared and mentally just kind of in the game and focusing on each individual skill.
Vanessa, next year you guys get back into Pauley Pavilion. Boy, we really encourage fans to come out and see you. I think everybody has the same reaction the first time they see gymnastics live. You may have seen it your whole life on TV, but when you see it live, you realize how difficult it is. And you talked a moment ago about maybe a little anxiety coming off an injury. Tell us about the confidence that you really need to have to perform at that level.
Well, definitely, like, at a certain point, it does become all mental because you've done all the physical work. And so it's definitely also, like, based on the team, like, having a good chemistry and with the team and having a lot of trust, like, that also builds confidence. So I'm lucky to have, like, such a wonderful team that they did help me gain my confidence back. And I ended up doing well for them, and I'm glad.
I know head coach Valerie Condo's field is big on the mental game, big on trusting your teammates and being confident in yourself and trusting when you go up on that event that you're going to hit that routine. What kind of training mentally do you guys do in the gym to ensure that when you do go to that competition and you do step onto that floor, that you're ready to go?
I think I could speak for a whole team, and we do a lot of visual work. and mental preparation. So it's different for everybody, but we all have different cues during our routines. So to kind of keep those consistent, then when you go to do it on the competition, it's kind of, you know, you've done so many, whether you've done like the actual physical work or the mental work, it kind of all combines to add up to a bunch of work and a lot of preparation just for one routine. It's crazy that when you compete, your routine is only a minute and 30 seconds at the most. So just to keep your mind intact for a minute and 30 seconds is kind of crucial.
I want to go back and look at the season overall. You had 14 meets throughout the year. You were in Collins Court in the Wooden Center for your home meets, which from what I've heard was electrifying. I was there watching, and it was an incredible experience. But what are some of your favorite moments from this season? I know being in a new arena had to bring you some memories that you didn't think you would have. Just tell us a little bit about what you remember most over the season.
Well, what comes to mind first is Tawny getting her perfect 10. Like, the crowd has been loud, like, all season, but that was the loudest, like, electrifying, most powerful experience I've ever had. Like, the ground was shaking. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go after her. Like, I mean, like, I'm so excited for her, and, like, why do I have to go now? But it's like, I just want to take this moment to just, you know, like, enjoy her moment, basically, of her getting a perfect 10. And she should have gotten, like, 5, but I'm glad she finally got hers, so.
What about you, Sam?
I don't know. I don't know if there's one standout moment, but just every time we walked into the arena, the whole crowd and our fans and the signs and the little girls and just being so close to them kind of felt connected to the crowd. And I think they also felt connected to us because when we were doing our routines, we were really engaged with them and kind of had lots of eye contact. And it made the meets a lot more enjoyable too, to have so many people there supporting us and kind of more of a family atmosphere because they were so close and so overwhelmingly powerful when they cheer. So
they
that
were
awesome.
I was always worried you guys were going to be running down for the vault and have the popcorn from the first row flying into your face. It was tight quarters.
It was awesome. We love that. We love big crowds and we thrive off that. And clearly, you know, we had an undefeated season this year in Collins Court. So clearly the fans definitely play a big role in our success.
We've talked a lot about the reopening of Pauley Pavilion, and gymnastics has always drawn well in Pauley Pavilion. Great crowds for your program, but next year it's really going to be under the microscope. You're going to have the brand new arena. A lot of people are going to come out to see that. They're going to come out to see the Bruins, who almost got another national championship. Tell us your thoughts and your excitement about the upcoming year.
Just competing in the new Pauley, I mean, I don't even know what to expect. It's going to be awesome. That's all I can say. And for the people that haven't seen gymnastics ever, you know, my advice for them was just come out. And if it's only just to see the Pauley, that's fine. But, you know, everyone that goes to see gymnastics after the first time, they're hooked. So if I can just get them there one time to see it and see an event, it's a really fun atmosphere and it's awesome. It's a great sporting event for everyone to come check out.
Vanessa, last year Collins Court was fun. It was kind of like having the meets in your living room. I mean, that's how big it was. Do the venues really play a difference? When you're on the floor in the zone competing, are you really aware of the venue you're in, or are you just focused on your particular routine?
Well, just personally, like when I compete, I am pretty focused to the point where I don't really hear much. But like, I know the crowd's there. I know like people are supporting me, and just knowing that kind of gives me that extra like confidence and extra like energy to perform well. But I guess when talking about noise, I don't hear much, but I know they're there, so.
I think something really interesting, Vanessa, when I asked you about one of your favorite moments, you spoke up about a milestone that one of your teammates had, which I think is incredible. And gymnastics is such a team sport at the NCAA level, but at the club level, it's really an individual sport, and it's really all about you and your own personal success. Tell us a little bit about how you make that mental transition coming from high school into college, and all of a sudden, it's not so much about just you anymore.
Well, it's definitely very different, because where I came from, I was basically the only gymnast at my level, and all the other girls were much younger than me, so I never really had a team. And so when I came to UCLA, it was a big adjustment for me, but like, I couldn't believe how supportive and loving that my teammates were, that it really made the transition a lot smoother. So
Both of you have been members of the USA national team, and with the Olympics upcoming, how does that make you guys feel watching your teammates, your counterparts, people that you've met and you know personally? How does that make you feel watching the Olympics this year? Do you guys get more nervous watching? I know I do.
I know all the girls trying out this year are studs. A lot of them were on the 2008 Beijing team with me, and so I'm also drawn towards them and wish them the best of luck. I just, you know, to see them go out again and to know what they're going through is just crazy. I know this summer is going to be a whirlwind for them, and so I'm hoping that they enjoy it, enjoy the journey along the way. But it's crazy because when I was, you know, in their shoes, they were the babies coming up, and so I know that younger girls are also looking up to them and their guidance and their, you know, their path. So if they can just, you know, support USA, they're awesome kids, so it's going to be awesome to watch them have a lot of success over in London.
We hope you've enjoyed this look inside UCLA Athletics and some of the legacy programs that have made this university so great. It's flown by for us. For Allison, I'm Dave, saying so long from Westwood. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.